When you hear the words, "we interrupt this program," what is your first thought? I think of an old radio voice. Then I think, is this interruption something good or something bad? What's happened? What's going to happen? Where and how will this interruption affect me? During the Great Depression in the 1930s, families would hear their radio program interrupted with that phrase. They knew to stop what they were doing and listen carefully. In that moment, everything could change, and life as they knew it could be interrupted for better or for worse. We don't like to be interrupted. If I'm trying to tell my family something, but all sorts of interruptions are happening, I will simply wait until I can have their full attention. Now, this waiting period could take a while, but I would rather wait than go through countless interruptions. We like to stay the course and not be interrupted. But if you've lived enough life, you know interruptions, unexpected course changes, and even opportunities are to be expected. Consider the interruptions you've had in your life. Things are rolling along pretty fine, and then the regularly scheduled broadcast and events of your day are put on hold. We interrupt this life of yours, and we may or may not get this current episode of this particular season back. Here's the thing to remember in the midst of an interruption. If your eyes are on Jesus and your life journey is to be in constant pursuit of God's will, it won't be an interruption after all. What you may have thought was an interruption is actually an opportunity. Proverbs 16:9. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. If you believe that to be true, interruptions can turn into opportunities. Instead of frustration over a course change or a pause in the current season, your hands are up and open to whatever God has for you, because you know He loves you and He is working all things for your good. I started looking at some of the interruptions turned into opportunities in the Bible we can consider. Noah was divinely warned of the flood, yet lovingly invited to prepare an ark the way his family would be saved. Abraham didn't know where he was going when God called him at the age of 74, but he obeyed and lived in the land of promise. Joseph's life was majorly interrupted when his brothers sold him into slavery and left him for dead, but God had his steps ordered and used him to save the lives of his family and deliver them from the famine. Mary, visited by the angel Gabriel, not yet married, was told she would carry the Son of God. Life interrupted, but an opportunity to say yes in obedience to God's will and plan of being the mother of Jesus, God's only son who would save the world. Saul had a very unexpected interruption on the road to Damascus when Jesus appeared and asked him, "Saul, why do you persecute me?" This became the opportunity for Paul to know Jesus, spread the gospel, plant churches, and establish believers in the faith. Those are just a few. What about your life interruptions? Will you say yes to trusting Jesus when your regularly scheduled life is interrupted in a way you could never imagine? I hope you will. You'll discover the path of life not so daunting as you make your plans for each day, because you know no matter if your plans fail or succeed, God ultimately orders your steps. And that path is one full of purpose and experiencing God like no other way would ever lead you to. That's the truth. Interruption or opportunity? I pray you discover the beauty in both. I'm Lori Klein.